الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وبما كنتم تدرسون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We all have come to study, yeah? And for what reason have we come? For what reason have you come to study? To?
In the pleasure.
In the pleasure of Allah. You? What? Ki? Zor se bolo na. We all have come for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. But in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala tells us why we have come and why we should have come. Just like any institution, our institution all have a constitution. And the first thing in a constitution, the aim is written. Aim and object, why is this on skun? So in this ayat, so to say, Allah has made the constitution of the Darul Unums. And the aim and object is Kunu Rabbaniyin. That you must become, what sigha is Rabbaniyin? Quickly. Jama and what else? Kunu is Amar. And Rabbaniyin? Balawa. Isme mansub. Jama of isme like Baghdadiyun, Shafi'iyun. So Rabbani Allah Wala. That is what we have to become. And how do we understand that this ayat refers to Darul Ulooms? Because in front Allah says, Bima kuntum tu'allimun al kitab. Because you are doing ta'alim and ta'allum of the kitab. وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ. And you are doing dars and tadrees. So all your dars and tadrees, your nahwa, your surf, your logat, your adab, everything. And your ta'aleem and your ta'allum of tafsir and tarjuma and hadith and usul fiqh and usul hadith, all that. What is the object of it? To become Rabbaniyin. We are all talibul ilm. What tarkib is this? Mudaf, mudaf ilay. Don't be shy. You must say it. Even if you make a mistake, doesn't matter. But say, mudaf, mudaf. And in mudaf, mudaf ilay, izafi tarkib, what is one main thing? Mughayarat. That the two are separate things. So we understand that talib is separate and ilm is separate. And the immediate maqsood in izafi tarkib is the mudaf. The immediate. And the actual maqsood is mudaf ilayh. So, if there are no talib, there can be no darul ulum. There has to be, if there are talibs, then you'll have a darul ulum. So, do you need a talib, then you can have darul ulum. Buildings don't make a darul ulum. And all the other things, is the talib that makes the darul ulum. But if he's talibul ta'am, and talibul manam, and talibul jawwal, then that we'll excuse ourselves, we can't keep you here. We'll keep you here and all the things are done if you are talibul ilm. So ilm is the actual object. And then if we see further, ilm is also not the actual object, because ilmud deen. Again izafi tarkib, muzaf muzaf ilay, again mughayara. Again ilm is the first object, the immediate object. If you don't have sahih ilm, you don't have sahih deen. If you don't have ilm, you'll have khurafat, bid'at, rusumat, which you'll think is deen. Like many ignorant people, they haven't got ilm, and whatever is in their mind or whatever they saw their forefathers doing, they're just doing that and they're thinking that is deen. So ilm is absolutely necessary. But ilm also is not the final object. What is the final object? Deen. And what is the difference between the two? Ilmuddin, ilm and deen. Like ilm, many of you can give very good bayans on namaz, for example, on patience, on controlling your anger, on many things. Many of you can give, and you give good bayans. But is that quality in you or not? That is deen. In one place, you are having a program for the ulama. It was upstairs of the masjid. So we climbed the stairs. When we got on top, all ulama was sitting, that when you going up, what must you read? What is sunnah? Ask them, you will read? None read. So you had the ilm of it, but you haven't had the deen of it. That part of deen was not to practice on it. So that is the object. The ilm must... Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, there isn't a single ayat, a single hadith in which there isn't the soul. But he said people haven't understood the soul. What many people, even good learned people, we understand the soul to be karamats. That what is karamat? Honor. Allah gave you honor there. But technically we say karamat, something out of the ordinary. Like if we have to hear somebody, there's some buzurg and he flies in the air, all of us will say, we must go and make his ziyarat. What a great buzurg. But the fly also flies in the air. And nobody will say a fly is a big buzurg. And Mr. Fly, please, I'm to become bayat with you. You will give me marifat of Allah. You will teach me. You fly in the air. What a big buzurg or a mosquito. In fact, you kill the flies and mosquitoes. And if karamat is to walk on the water, then a fish swims in, and how it swims also. So that is also nothing. If you we hear some buzurg is walking on the water, he's a great buzurg, man. But it's nothing that. What is the sawwuf? Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah, they said that ma'lumat, what you know, ma'lumat, make it ma'mulat, practice on it. That is all what the sawwuf is, that you have to practice on it. So ilmuddin, this knowledge, we have to practice on it. And then that also is not the final object. Even deen is not the final object. Yet khuluna fi deenillahi afwaja. Fi deenillahi. Deen, Allah is the final object. Must find Allah, must recognize Allah, have the love of Allah, do everything for the pleasure of Allah. That is the final object. Not to be a talib, not only to have ilm, not also just to have deen, all these are the means, but finally it is Allah Ta'ala. So that is our object. What normally happens, a student comes to madrasa, any madrasa, he doesn't know sometimes even alif ba. Then he learns everything, he learns kardans, fa'ala, fa'ala, everything. Now he's finished Bukhari. Then what shaitan plays on him, which Allah explained in this ayat. What is the starting of the ayat? This is in the middle of the ayat, kunu rabbaniyin. What is the starting? J, loudly. Kan, ma kana. Ma kana li basharin an yu'ti Allahu al-kitaba wal hukma wan nubuwa. Allah blessed you with all this now. You got kitab, you got ilm. Nobody will become a nabi. Don't have hope of that now. You got all the ilm of kitab. You became a great allama now, great muhaddith, great mufassir, everything qari. Then when you got that, it's not right for you. It's wrong. Ma kana li basharin an yu'ti Allahu al-kitaba wal hikma wal nubuwa thumma yaqula lin-nas kunu ibadan li min dunillah. That now you want people's attention to you. You want respect from the people. You want to take out money from the people. You want honor from the people. You want khidmat from the people. That is not right. Walakin, but what you must do? Kunu rabbaniyin. Become Allah wala. And when Allah gave you tadris and ta'aleem and all that, so become Allah wala. So this is what is required. And a student only becomes fariq when he has become rabbani. That is when he's farigh. Usually, we madrasa people, students, when you finish Bukhari, jalsa, farigh, dastarbandi, now you are alim, you are farigh now. No, you are not farigh until you become Rabbani. And that is in the other ayat of the Quran Sharif also, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built Kaaba Sharif. What a great work. Allah said, ask me, O Ibrahim, he made dua. What a dua also? That the building is there, the work of the building must take place now. Kaaba is a building, but what work must take place? So he made dua for Baytullah, which is Ummul Masajid, of all the Masajid, the mother. And he made dua for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rabbana wa ba'ath fihim rasulam minhum, for Imamul Anbiya. And Al-Ulama Warathatul Anbiya. So the Ulama are the Waris of the Anbiya and Imamul Anbiya. So what is his work? Must be the work of every Nabi. And what is the work of Baytullah? Must be the work in every Masjid also. So he defined and he made the syllabus, so to say, of Nabuwat, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the dua and murad of Ibrahim alayhi salatu. And his Nabuwat, the syllabus is made by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So that Nabi must come, he must do this work. What work must he do? Yatlu alayhim ayatika, tilawat of kitab. And you cannot make tilawat until you have learned to make the tilawat. So Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah, very great alim and Khalifa of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah, he said in our time, this refers to the Makatib. So that was the first work of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to establish Makatib. And Maulana Manzoor Nu'mani has written how that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam established Makatib in Makkah Sharif and in Medina Sharif. The most famous in Makkah is Dar-e Arqam, where Sayyidina Umar became Muslim, called Barakat of it. In Makkah Sharif, Suffah. The second word, work, يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ تَعْلِيمُ of Kitab and Hikmat, Hadith, which is Darul Ulum, where you now, there you learn Tilawat. Now here you learn Ta'lim of Kitab and Hikmat. Then is the ayat finished? If a hafiz have to read in Taraweeh, رَبَّنَا وَبَعْثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. What will happen? Luqman will come. That hafiz, you left out. We yuzakkih him. Our Quran won't be complete without yuzakkih him. So I'm also just giving Luqman that many of us, physically, we do tilawat kitab, we all did. Now we are doing ta'aleem kitab, but without tazkiyah we are farigh. We have jumped over. So we are not self-farigh. We have done two-thirds of our work. Tazkiyah is also absolutely necessary. Then you have become, and this is the basic. After this, when do imamat, become a khatib, mudarris, tabligh, tasneef, ta'alif, whatever work, all that is after this. First your tilawat of Quran must be there, your ta'aleem must be there, and your tazkiyah, then you go and do. And this is not difficult to understand. A person who needed an operation went to doctor. On the day, doctor saw is very, very frightened, very tense, very gabrified, very frightened. So doctor asked him, what's wrong with you? So he said, doctor, I'm going to do this operation, and I'm a young man, my young wife, my young children, small children, if I die, if I don't come back, what will happen? So the doctor, to console him, told him, my friend, see, this is your first operation of your life, you're so worried. Don't be so worried. There is the first operation I'm also doing now. Now what will happen to the patient? And if it is that doctor who didn't do housemanship, he just, in theory, he got all 100% distinctions, A's he got. But he didn't learn from old, experienced doctors, see how they operate. And when he got that little confidence, then he operated and they watched him, how he's operating. And then he got it on his hand properly. Now he's allowed to go and operate. So as ulama also, till we don't do our housemanship, we are even more dangerous than that doctor. If in any country there is law and they practice on that law, they won't only close his surgery, they lock him up in jail. So we also as ulama, if we do only our theory and we get distinctions, first we came in Dora and all our kitabs we got distinctions, but we didn't do housemanship, actually what we're going to become, khatib and imam, we have to be locked up actually. Because when we do Juma Bayan, we are doing a ruhani, spiritual operation. Husband and wife come with their jagra, their differences, then we are doing a spiritual operation. Business partners in their businesses have difference, they come to us, sort out our problem, we are doing a spiritual operation. But if we didn't do housemanship, then you can imagine, and that is the chaos in the ummah. It's not the ummah, it's the ulama. We haven't done our housemanship. So inshallah, one brother, very concerned brother, very pious brother, who stayed with great buzurgs of the past and of the present also, of Binoni. He wrote me a lengthy letter in which he is asking we make it compulsory for students when they complete, they must stay minimum 4 months in the khanqa to do their housemanship. And he said only after that give them their certificate. We discussed it with the ustad. One thought that came to mind, that you do chilla for 3 years at least. So your 4 months will be done in that way. We haven't still made it a law. You don't have to, your blood pressure don't have to go up now. That now we'll have to stay another 4 months. Somehow we manage 6 years and some 10 years, somehow we manage with hives and that. We haven't still made it a law. But this is really the truth of the matter. One time, Hazrat Mashaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah alayhi, cried so much. And why he cried? That today's students become farigh, they don't do houseman sohbat. They don't stay in the company of old ulama who got experience. And then they gone in the ummah without that experience. And the chaos that's coming in the ummah. So this is a very serious matter, it's not a small matter. So for now, in this little time, all that I want to do is make tashkil. That who is prepared this Ramzan to spend your 40 days. And it's, yeah, it's comfortable for you, but wherever you want to go, wherever your heart takes, and then you stay your 40 days. Who is prepared to stay 40 days? Stand up. Who else? MashaAllah. Who else? Hassan, write down the names. MashaAllah. Who else? Come. And especially Dorasti, MashaAllah. Quickly, quickly. Masihullah, you also write down the side quickly. And whose name you have written, they can sit there. Now, I'm not keeping you up, eh? Is it necessary for this? Eh? We all intend, inshallah. So give your name, that's all. You realize it's necessary and you have your intention, so just give your name. Write his name. Write his name, Hassan Abdurrahman. Who was that there? Who else? Quickly, quickly. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Come, even delayed action, no problem. So who makes intention and would like to stay? Perhaps you've got some problem in your mind, but you would like to stay. Stand up. Those who would like to stay, but there is some problem, then we can discuss and try and see how we can overcome the problem. Who would like to stay? Right from which country, which class? And from the little experience I've got, I see my own life. Before I had contact from the beginning, alhamdulillah, with Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmana Zakaria Sahib, I was bad to him. But it wasn't a real contact. We were like small little students, small fries, we were shy, we were frightened, we couldn't go by Hazrat. But when I made contact with Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, and Hazrat made so a lot muhabbat and he pulled us towards him, he brought us closer. And then what I saw, the difference in my life, and the difference of the effect on the people. The great, great difference will come in your bayans. Difference will come in your character. Difference will come in everything of yours. One is just that ilm and knowledge. Alhamdulillah, I studied under great ustads, Allah. What a great capital Allah bless me. Dioban we studied. We had such great, great people in our life. But this just made a complete difference. So, anyone else? Who would like to stay? MashaAllah. Hassan. Inshallah. Acha. So think of this carefully. It's a very serious thing. And for any student who perhaps this year you cannot, then for next year prepare towards it. And try your best to spend at least 3 Ramzans. And as they say, not necessary year, anyway. wherever you can go, you go and spend your three Ramzans, and then inshallah, that doesn't mean you got a certificate of Jannat. Even if you get Khilafat from the Shaykh, it's no certificate of Jannat. It is just to put you online. Just as you become Farigh from Bukhari Sharif, doesn't mean you're a big Allama now. You have learned how to learn. If you carry on in that line, Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali should say to the Dora students, those who think they have become alim will remain jahil's whole life. Those who will carry on, inshallah, some way in the future, Allah will make them alims. The same way with this Rabbani, not that you have spent 40 days, you're a Rabbani. If Allah wishes, He can grant it to you in 40. But now you carry on with that line. Somewhere along in the future, you will become Rabbani. And Rabbani is that magnet that Allah pulls you to Him, and you'll pull people towards Allah. Just automatically, it's just that quality that you'll pull towards Allah. Mankind is such, they love Allah, but there's dust, there's rust over them, ashes over them. So just you have to remove that, and a person gets drawn to Allah. And wallah, I say, you will be surprised what great work of deen Allah will take from you. And Manana Ali Mia, who was a more greater academic person, not really a Sufi type, was a great Sufi also, but what showed out in his life, a very great academic, and Arabic literature, he was master of it. He has written, and he had made jaiza of the whole world. He said, Allah only took work of deen from those people who had spiritual bay'at ta'alluq with some buzur, whether it is in the countries of Africa, in the countries of Asia, anywhere in the world. Those who had a living contact with some buzur, they Allah took work of deen from them. So don't waste your what you have. You've got your potential, you have studied, you have got so much of mawad and ilm, everything. Just one more example. My Rumi rahmatullahi and a small insect walks up on the grape vine, comes right till the top, whole life it stays on the leaves. You see holes also on the leaves, it's eating it. And whole life. The Manana say, if that ant could find a share to tell it, you made lot of effort. You from the bottom, you came till here. Whole life you're spending, you eating, you living on the leaves. If you just went 1 centimeter higher, and you got one drop of the grape juice, your subhanallah should come out from inside. Just like that, as a student, you did Alif Ba Ta Tha, you did Hijjah, you did Nazra, you did Hifz, you did Qiraat, you did the Adab, Lughat, Alim, everything. You become an Alim, you are now giving fatwas, you are a Mufti, you are doing Qiraat, you are giving Bayans, you are living on the leaf. If you go just get that 1 centimeter up, and you get Allah's Muhabbat, Allah's Ma'rifat, your Subhanallah will naturally come out from you. MashaAllah, now my efforts have realized the fruit for what I toiled so long. So inshallah do that, eh? SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdihi.